under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this terrific Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Chris Ruddy testifying right now in front of a Senate committee hearing on the FCC's media ownership rules impacting how many radio stations, TV stations, newspapers can be owned by one individual or corporation. He is Newsmax CEO, and Newsmax is looking to expand their Newsmax channel into other areas. They're talking about potentially having a Newsmax radio station. Radio station owned by Newsmax Corporation. Well, their CEO, Chris Ruddy, is testifying right now on a Senate hearing committee. Senator Ted Cruz and other senators asking him questions. So, kind of interesting to see that discussion. Well, one thing that is coming up for a vote this week is the SAVE Act. And it's kind of interesting because this particular act could impact this year's election. Kevin Kievsky, candidate for Michigan Attorney General, put a post up just 44 minutes ago. He did a short video. We're going to try to download it during the break and play it for you in the next segment. Appealing to specifically the Michigan Republican Congressional delegation, a fundamental principle of our republic is under attack. The right that only American citizens vote and decide our elections. The SAVE Act, S-A-V-E, Save America Act is a straightforward and is non-negotiable. Very simply, it requires proof of U.S. citizenship to register, to vote, and to vote. It is necessary, long overdue, and what Michigan voters demand. We have seen the damage here in Michigan. It's already been confirmed that non-citizens on our qualified voter rolls are casting ballots. This erodes the trust and dilutes every legal vote. to the Michigan Congressional Republican delegation, vote yes on the Save America Act this week. Lead the nation on election integrity, protect every citizen's voice, and stand with President Trump. As Michigan's next Attorney General, I will keep fighting for secure elections and put Michiganders first. Respectfully submitted, Kevin Kieske, candidate for Michigan Attorney General. Well, that's his post on Twitter X. And if technology works for me, we'll play it for you in the next segment. The Save America Act. We'll look it up, talk about it in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. We're trying to get this video to pull up and load, and for some reason, the download of the video isn't working, so we'll try to continue. You know, let me try one last time, see if I can get this to post, because it is a direct video message from Kevin Kieske to the Republican delegation regarding them calling for a vote on the SAVE Act this week, which could get implemented. So let's see if we can get this to play.
Public candidate for
okay, I think I got it.
I'm Kevin Kiewski, Republican candidate for Michigan.
No, I got to get it up. Let's go.
Right now, one of the most fundamental principles. Hi, Michigan. It's Kevin Kiewski, Republican candidate for Michigan Attorney General. Right now, one of the most fundamental principles of our republic is under direct attack. The right of American citizens and only American citizens to decide our future at the ballot box. The Save America Act isn't just another bill. It's a clear non-negotiable requirement. No proof of U.S. citizenship means no voter registration and no ballot. It's straightforward, it's necessary, and it's long overdue. To Michigan's Republican congressional delegation, you know the stakes. You are elected by Michigan voters who demand fair and secure elections. Here in Michigan, we've already seen the real damage from weak oversight, such as confirmed cases of non-citizens on our voter rolls and even voting. That erodes trust and dilutes every legal vote. So vote yes on the Save America Act this week. This is our chance to safeguard our elections, defend every citizen's voice, and stand with our president. By leading on this bill, we can make the whole nation treat election integrity seriously, and that's something that Michigan families deserve. Thank you.
Nat again from Kevin Kiewski,
Republican candidate for Michigan Attorney General.
It just hit auto replay. Apologize for that. And basically, I don't know if the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has officially called for a floor vote on the bill, but it needs to happen. Kevin's exactly right. It's long overdue. We even have a ballot proposal that allegedly, supposedly, they have collected enough signatures to put it on our ballot in November here in the state of Michigan. The requirement that you must prove that you're a U.S. citizen in order to register to vote. Well, what about all the illegals that are already on our qualified voter files? What could possibly go wrong in this year's November election with Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, overseeing our elections, an election in which she's running for governor? What could possibly go wrong? Well, the messaging these Republican politicos did on Pundit Monday, sorry, you're missing the entire point. The entire point right now is the fact that our economy is going to change over the next 6 months. Another listener texted me this morning, said, "You're absolutely right, Trucker. My husband and I filed jointly. Our refund for this year is double, twice as much as what we got back last year." You have to understand that this is a situation that we are going to be all over. And I don't know how Jocelyn Benson could possibly think that she's going to pull off the shenanigans that they pulled off in the November 2020 election that instilled Joe Biden in the Oval Office. She couldn't pull it off in 2024 because the get out the vote effort was just too big by President Trump and the Republicans. Is it going to be a repeat of 2020? The shenanigans that happened in Detroit, Wayne County? Or the Republican Party going to have lawyers in place, poll challengers in place, and to be able to monitor exactly what's going on? And the question will be this: with the three-way race between Jocelyn Benson, Democrat, Mike Duggan, Independent, and the Republican candidate to be determined for governor at the top of the ticket. How's that going to play out? In obviously Duggan being a Democrat his entire life, president of the Detroit Medical Center from 2004 to 2012, when then Governor Jennifer Granholm bailed out the Detroit Medical Center because of Mike Duggan's failed leadership of that organization in his own city of Detroit. These are facts, people. And if they, the Democrats, split their vote equally between Benson and Duggan, the Republican candidate ends up being the next governor. If the elections aren't tampered with, that's going to be the question. If she pulls the shenanigans again like they did in Detroit of November 2020, we're going to be in the headlines again this year, folks. It's that simple. Now, one other thing that they talked about was this Kid Rock endorsement of John James. Is that going to have any effect? Well, one of the things that this is going to be very interesting is how these politicals have a sense of reality. Robert Ritchie, known by his stage name Kid Rock, endorsed John James for governor. What, if any, influence will that have on whether President Donald Trump endorses James in the gubernatorial primary race? Well, Matt Resch, Resch Strategy, says he sees Trump endorsing whoever comes out at the top of the primary. Well, of course he will. And this may hurt my brain to say this, but to the extent Kid Rock's backing helps John James become the likely winner, is to the extent it will influence Donald Trump's pick in the race. The other consultant asked, Zamet says, sorry, I see Trump making his own decision. While I think he enjoys Kid Rock and his political stances, Donald Trump, at the end of the day, endorses who he wants. The third consultant, Stroud, said he didn't see anyone being able to make any assumptions or predictions about the Trump endorsement in Michigan's gubernatorial race. I know most of the candidates for governor on the Republican side, and they consider that they have a path toward that endorsement. But I'm not sure any of them know how the endorsement will come. That was consultant Stroud. Here's a very interesting question. Does Donald Trump even endorse in the governor's race before the August 4th primary? Or does he stay out of it? Because ultimately, and he said this publicly, you've heard it in the commercial that's airing on this station, Donald Trump wanted James to stay in Congress. He wanted him to stay in that 10th congressional district seat in order to protect it. Well, John James at this point is not showing any signs of getting out of the governor's race, especially with these endorsements. Kid Rock, term-limited state senator John Bumstead, the bum endorsed him. Well, that endorsement right there kills it for me. That's the final straw that breaks the camel's back. If Bumstead is endorsing him, I'm out. Totally out. No way in heck am I going to support John James and vote for him on August 4th. You guys do what you want. I'm not. I'm voting for a business person. I'm waiting to see who gets enough signatures by the April 21st turn-in date to actually make it onto the ballot. Then I will be making my determination at that point. We are a few months away from that. Let's wait and see how that plays out. But it's kind of interesting how they're making a big deal out of this Kid Rock endorsement. Being friends with President Trump, could that influence Trump's decision? I doubt it. I agree with most of these politicos. At the end of the day, Donald Trump endorses who he wants. And honestly, based on his endorsement record here in the state of Michigan, do you even want Donald Trump's endorsement? His voting history on his endorsements, he's like, oh, for forever. So we'll see how that plays out. I know Perry Johnson is actively trying to pursue it as well, trying to spend enough money to get his name recognition up in the polls to see if he can get to second place behind John James. If he does that, leapfrogs over Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner, Anthony Hudson, Tom Leonard, all these other candidates. If he leapfrogs and gets in second position more than 20% in the polling, I think that's when he calls Trump and asks for a sit down in Mar-a-Lago. Ask for a face to face. We'll see if that happens. Based on his spending budget, $9 million to be spent before the end of March, actually the day before the endorsement convention, March 27th. The endorsement convention the next day, March 28th in Novi. Let's see if some polls come out before then, and let's see whether he's at 20% or more. Because if he gets to that number, I believe that's where he's then going to put a full court press on Trump and ask for that endorsement. Then, will that help him win it on August 4th? We'll have to wait and see. Going to be a very, very interesting next few months in the political world here in Michigan. But again, if you haven't texted me video yet, do it right now. I need this video out there. I need you to share it with 10 people you know. 10 Republicans need to hear this message. We need to make calls into the 35th State Senate District leading into this May 5th special election. This is paramount. Text me video, 231-360-5140. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.